And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio with two lovely people, my old mate Sean Turner from Trinity Theatre. He's the artistic director over there. And he's brought a lovely lady this morning, Winnie Southgate, who is a writer. Yes, hi Winnie. Hi Sean.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Super. Yeah, a bit froggy today.
Oh, really?
I had COVID about 3 months, no, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It feels like 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's left me froggy.
Still there. I think
terribly
I've got
froggy.
A pretty similar thing. I had it only like a week or so ago. We had to delay the start of rehearsals because I had it.
But, brilliant timing.
Yeah,
did you? Well, I got my little nippets, my licorice. Apparently, opera singers use them, apparently, so I'm hoping I don't burst into song later. Anyway, it's lovely to see you both.
You too.
Busy time.
Lots always
going on.
It's always a busy time at Trinity, but yeah, Christmas is particularly busy, and we haven't made it easy for ourselves this year by deciding to do three plays.
That's very ambitious.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Okay, so what's first?
So, well, they're all at the same time, really.
Oh.
So it's a rep season. So it's kind of the old-fashioned kind of idea of an actor's rep season. So we've got nine brilliant actors doing three plays. So two of the actors do a play for children in the mornings called The Aliens Who Saved Christmas, which is written by Winnie, who's here with us, and directed by Winnie, and starring Winnie.
Oh,
it's the Winnie show, basically.
It's the Winnie show.
And then we have a cast of nine doing a brand new comedy called The New Musketeers, which is, you know, I've written with three other people, and we've been working on that for about 3 years or so. It's an enormous undertaking, really. Really, really excited about that one. And then the remaining seven actors that aren't in Aliens Who Saved Christmas do a live musical radio play version of Miracle on 34th Street in the evening. So it's that classic Christmas film brought to life on stage. And the conceit is that it's set in a 1940s radio studio, and they're doing a live radio broadcast of the great story. I didn't know before doing this that it originated as a radio play.
Oh.
And then was made into a film, and then into another film in the 80s.
No, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
We should record it and put it out.
Well, exactly. Yeah, just do one live. Maybe we could just go out live on West Ham Radio
we
one night.
Do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? That
uh-huh.
sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
So, Winnie. The Winnie Show. So this sounds like, what did you bring with you today? Did I see you bring something with you? Did you have a call?
We've got some props.
We went tacky shopping.
You did. So tell me about the production. Is it? Well, tell me what it's called first of all.
So The Aliens Who Saved Christmas.
Mm.
It's a new play for young audiences. It's,
how young?
Young, I'd say 2+. But I think it's appropriate for all ages as well. It's got a little bit of something for everyone, but we're going 2+. And
it's amazingly funny, though. Like, it's genuinely hilarious for adults to watch. You're going to enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
We get to tap into our inner children. a healthy dose of toilet humour and Christmas magic.
Oh, it's a winner.
So it's an interactive adventure for the children and the adults in which we find ourselves in space on Christmas Eve. And we will meet Splat and Sniff, who are two very lovable aliens who have been given the challenge of creating 600 Christmas presents in time for Father Christmas to get them on his sleigh. They've got 5 hours, and the children will be helping the aliens achieve this.
The audience.
The audience.
So it's
yes.
participation then.
Indeed.
Oh, there's all sorts that could go wrong.
Exactly. We hope so. We hope so. We want to keep the actors on their toes.
So there's a bit of improv to it then, or quite a bit of improv to it.
Yeah, there are quite a few elements of improv, which is exciting because children can be lovably unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the fantastic Fandomani, who is the other alien. He's absolutely sensational actor. And we've got Stephen Hyde has done some beautiful compositions. We've got some music in there, some dancing, lots and lots of chaos, lots of silly props, as you've seen.
Sounds great fun. That sounds really great fun. How did you get the idea?
Oh, goodness, because I'm a massive child. Now, I've been working with kids for upwards of 10 years, and recently I've been focusing on drama with early years children. And so we go on these improvised adventures together. And actually, you know, there are elements of the play that are just heavily inspired by ideas that the children had. There's one particular part of the play which I really love, where we fix the moon, and the way that we fix the moon was just an idea of a three-year-old in one of my drama classes. So I should probably credit her in the programme. It's beautiful.
That sounds great. So when does it start? When does it
when
all
does
kick
it start?
Off?
It opens on the 16th of December. Mm-hmm. And there's only 8 shows, and it's selling very, very well. So grab your tickets.
And what time do the performances happen?
They're at 11 a.m.
Okay, so nice age, nice time for little ones. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sounds it's a really brilliant. Nice, like good news, good social media news story about how it came about as well. Because yes. Winnie and I met on Twitter, and literally Winnie put out a tweet saying, "I've got this brilliant play. I need somewhere to put it on." Basically, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
and she sent me this truly brilliant play. It was just fantastic. It wasn't quite right for what I was looking for Christmas. It was a bit too big. It was a bit too kind of
expensive.
I wasn't gonna say that, Winnie. But so I then said, "Look, this is great. I think you're brilliant, but that's not gonna work." And Winnie came back to me saying, "So I've got another idea," and we ended up, you know, doing this show together like really quickly. It's just one of those lovely events when those things happen.
So where did you go from that first approach to doing it now? What was the time frame?
Oh, so actually quite quick in terms of writing a play. My previous play took me about 4 years to write.
Sure.
This one I started in June.
Yeah.
And I think I have my first draft over to you by August, September.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm. But as I said, it's heavily inspired by these kind of adventures that I take my drama kids on. So the structure was already there. The silliness was already in my brain. And so it just came flowing.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck with that, Winnie.
Thanks so much.
So, Sean, tell me about what else is going on.
So maybe I'll talk about the New Musketeers for
a little
bit.
Yes, let's hear about
that. Yeah, great. So myself and Jack Stacey, Matthew Howell and Danny Harris got together about 3 years ago with the express aim of trying to create the next £1 million hit comedy. And that's what we set out to do. And we spent like 3 years working on this show. But we spent the best part of a year at the beginning of that kind of just really thinking about what makes comedy work and why. And all of us have really strong backgrounds in comedy. Danny's an amazing composer, and she's written some brilliant songs for this. Matthew, Jack, and myself all work together on the play That Goes Wrong. And, you know, Matthew also has a sketch comedy troupe and things. So look, we've all come from different areas of kind of making funny stuff. And between us, we thought, you know, there's probably a really good group of people here that can create something. And so we spent like a year trying to work out what makes things funny. Why do things work? Why are they funny to certain people and not to others? Why are some things that are meant to be funny not funny? And kind of spent a really long time dissecting all of that before we eventually fell upon this idea of recreating, retelling the Musketeers stories. And we've ended up writing this show, which is essentially about the Musketeers' servants. So the three Musketeers are on a journey across the Channel, and they get into a shipwreck. And so their servants put on the costumes, take the swords in hand, and decide to carry out the mission themselves. So you've got that classic kind of comedy setup of people who are completely ill-equipped to deal with the situation they've been put in very high stakes, and that's where they find themselves, and then they find themselves meeting this amazing cast of characters across London. And you've got some of the kind of characters that you'll know from the original Alexandre Dumas stories, like Cardinal Richelieu and Milady de Winter and Lord Buckingham and all of these creations, but they're sort of not quite as you know them. So it's you know, the idea was just to create a really rollicking adventure comedy that would be suitable for everybody, but you know, absolutely not something you need to have kids to come and see. It's fun for everybody, but the kids will still enjoy it. Full of sword fighting, amazing songs, as I've said before, and ridiculous comedy, really. So,
that sounds great.
Yeah.
So that's about to kick off soon, too. Uh-huh. What date is that?
That's the 14th of December.
So
yeah.
So the performances are all running sort of concurrently then.
That's
so the aliens are on during the day, and then the Musketeers are on in the evening.
So sometimes you'll have all three shows in one day. So you might have aliens, Musketeers, followed
that's
by miracles.
Big
so.
Undertaking, Sean. Yeah. No wonder you're all so busy. Good grief. And you've got the radio show as well. And
uh-huh.
Yeah, so when's that happening?
So that opens on the 20th and runs through until the 29th of December. So that's just got, I think, 8 performances of that one.
So that will be people on stage performing as if they're on the radio. So are they going to be doing all the sound effects and all of
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a Foley artist who's working at a table. So you get to see how all those things are created. I don't know if people know that, you know, most of the time it's not a recorded, still these days often, it's not, you know, a recorded, pre-recorded sound effect. It's somebody kind of sitting there live creating those sounds.
Yeah, opening doors and closing doors, dropping
a watermelon, all of those things.
Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating to watch.
So it's interesting for the audience to actually
see. That's the idea. And you kind of see the world of the actors as well as the world of the characters. I've been explaining it. I've been trying to tell people it's the theatrical equivalent of curling up in front of the fire on a cold evening with a good book. Mm. You know, it's got that real nostalgic, like, you feel really brought into the story and really kind of, it's very intimate. It's a very intimate experience, I think. And of course, you know, often in theatres, actors have to be really large. They have to perform big so that the people at the very back of the auditorium get it. Mm. In this, we've got microphones and we can, you know, we can be really quite small and get quite close up to the microphone. Mm. You know, it's a really different kind of dynamic of performance, I think.
That sounds fantastic. Look, we are running out of time, but I want to mention briefly also, you're going on tour next year. There's something, is it the Arthur Miller play?
That's right.
Yeah, and that's next year, 2023 tour. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's a huge undertaking as well, isn't it? It's fabulous. Are you involved with that, Sean?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's Arthur Miller's my catnip, really. I mean, he's my ultimate hero. Mm-hmm. Spent most of my life reading and learning about Arthur Miller.
So where are you taking it?
So we're going to Bury St Edmunds, Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds, the Yvonne Arnaud Theatre in Guildford, and the theatre in Chipping Norton.
And then you come back
and then coming to Trinity and finishing the tour off at Trinity. But it's an amazing opportunity for us, you know, and it's the reason that I'm here at Trinity and in Tunbridge Wells is to kind of, you know, to create world-class, nationally recognised theatre on our doorstep. And that's always what I've intended to do here. And I'm really pleased that we're kind of at that place now where we can do that. Can't wait.
We are very lucky to have you. And it's great to see you both today. The best of so much going on. So good luck with it all.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're going to have some great audiences and a lot of fun. So, when you sound, Kate, good luck with your production. And Sean, as always, it's lovely to see you. And good luck over at Trinity. Website, trinitytheatre.net.
Tickets,
all the information,
everything's on there, on the homepage. Okay. So, yeah, just pop on over there.
Great.
Or pop into our box office.
Right, will do. Okay, lovely to see you.
Cheers.
Okay, bye.